This is The Takeaway. I'm Callie Crossley. Artist Jackie Summl first heard about Herman Wallace at a lecture on solitary confinement. She was outraged to learn that Wallace, a Louisiana state prisoner, has lived in solitary confinement 23 hours a day for more than 40 years. Herman is believed to be the longest-serving prisoner in solitary confinement in the United States.
I can only make about 4 steps forward before I touch the door. And if I turn in an about face at any place in this cell, I'm going to bump into something. I'm used to it, and that's one of the bad things about it.
That's Herman describing his solitary confinement cell in a new PBS Point of View documentary, Herman's House, which follows the unlikely and enduring friendship that arises between the two after Jackie started writing to him. Jackie asked Herman, what sort of house does a man who lives in a 6-by-9-foot cell dream of?
In the front of the house, I have 3 squares of gardens. The gardens are the easiest for me to imagine, and I can see they would be certain to be full of gardenias, carnations, and tulips.
For Herman, it became more than a coping mechanism. He threw himself into the project, and so did Jackie. Filmmaker Angad Bala follows her as she raises awareness of long-term solitary confinement through art exhibitions featuring models of his cell and dream house, and then as she struggles to make Herman's house a reality in the form of a community center in his hometown of New Orleans. Herman's House premieres on July 8th on PBS. Angad and Jackie, welcome.
Thank you for having us, Callie.
Angad, let me start with you. You moved from activism to filmmaker to tell this story. What about this story drew you to take up the camera?
I think this story, just for me, you know, as an activist and as an organizer, we're always looking for ways for people to connect emotionally to an issue. That's generally what ends up driving them to take action and make change. And so I saw that, you know, Jackie and Herman had this really unique friendship that you could emotionally connect to. And so I thought that would be, you know, an interesting way to kind of look at an issue from a very different side. There are plenty of amazing prison documentaries and films that have been made, but I thought what Jackie's project did was it really kind of reframed the whole debate and subject to talk about prisons as living spaces, which they fundamentally are, and not look at them through this lens of crime and punishment. So I just thought there was a really fresh and unique possibility with this film. And I also thought that, you know, I knew Jackie and Jackie was willing to let me into her life. So that, you know, that's another prerequisite for deciding to make a film, having a willing subjects.
At the heart of this, the issue is, as you say, living space, but it's really about solitary confinement. Do you believe it's a form of torture?
Oh, yes, very much. I mean, I think solitary confinement is definitely a form of torture. The UN Special Rapporteur on Torture has said that over 15 days is torture. And we have people, you know, 80,000 people in America are in solitary confinement. We have people in solitary for years on end. And I can't but mention that today in California, thousands of prisoners in solitary confinement are going on hunger strike to protest their conditions and to change the system. And there is, you know, that part of the problem with solitary is that it was designed initially as this kind of timeout period. You'll go spend a few days in solitary to, you know, give you some separation from the rest of the prison population, which, you know, in of itself doesn't seem like a horrible thing. But what we're seeing and what's been happening is that people are being held there for years and years on end. And while 40 years of Herman is definitely an extreme example, that's not to say there aren't people in all over the country who've been in solitary for decades.
Jackie, Herman is still in solitary confinement as we speak?
He is, yeah. He actually is not well right now, so he's in a solitary hospital room. He's locked in a hospital room inside the prison.
And just so that people get a sense of what we mean by 6-by-9, would you describe the cell that he's in? You actually replicated it, you built it, but you know, you think 6-by-9, I think of a rug. So tell me what that space is like.
Yeah, I think most people can think of a 6x9 space. It's almost the exact size of a parking space. A lot of folks have bathrooms that are larger than a 6-foot by 9-foot cell. And this is, as Angid said, what people are relegated to live in for years on end. And within that space is your bed, is a desk, is a small table, is your toilet sink combo. You know, there's a mirror usually in the cells so that inmates have the opportunity to prepare themselves in the mornings or whatever. There's a food slot, so towards the front of the cell, which, you know, is either fully closed in or is, in the case of Herman's cell, has bars on the front. But the actual space that you have to move, to stretch, to pace back and forth is smaller than some cells where we keep animals in the United States. It's really confounding to believe that folks are forced to live in those conditions for years on end.
So, Jackie, we know you're an artist and you got drawn into Herman's dream. It's almost your dream now. This is years later. It's no longer an art project. It's your life. How did Herman's dream become your dream?
Yeah, I'm not really sure how that happened, Kelly. I mean, I think you find purpose and meaning in your life and you move in that direction. And that's afforded me a great deal of feeling like my life is whole and meaningful. I'm really grateful for that. There's nothing easy about trying to build the dream home of a man who has been in solitary confinement for over 41 years in the state of Louisiana. But there's purpose to it. And I think I'm really grateful and I'm a really fortunate person for that.
How close are you? Where are you in the process of building the house?
We're in the very beginning stages, but we are actually closer than we've ever been, in the sense that I've been meeting with folks here in Louisiana about getting property donated. We have this amazing new media team who have set up and done things that I have no vocabulary to do, which is basically fundraise, to set up a fiscal sponsor, to have a website where you can donate to build Herman's house, and really just set the foundations to make this shift from a dream house into a reality.
Angid, if there's one thing you want people to take away from your film in terms of the awareness about solitary confinement, what would it be?
It's inhumane and it has to stop. And I think also that it's we are all a part of the society that has allowed it to happen. I think we often think it's very simple to say, oh, there are these bad prison wardens and this, that, and the other. But I think, you know, we've legislated this into practice. It's a reflection on all of us. And so let's acknowledge that and then work together to change it.
Angid Bala, filmmaker, Herman's House, and Jackie Sumel, artist featured in Herman's House. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, we always want to hear from you on the show. Be part of our listener response network. You can do it by signing up for our texts. You'll get one text per day where we ask a question featured on the next day's show so that your voice can become part of the on-air conversation. How do you do it? Just text the word START to 69866. That's START to 69866. Of course, you can give us a call at 8778-MY-TAKE.
Thanks so much for listening. I'm Callie Crossley.
And I'm Todd Zwillick. This is The Takeaway.